We're here at the 2012 Commodity Classic with the National Association of Wheat Growers and Dana Peterson, who is the CEO with NOG. Dana, what I wanted to talk to you about is we had an announcement here about a new scholarship program with BASF, and wanted you to tell me a little bit about that.
Definitely. We are pleased to join with BASF to honor a longtime friend of wheat, Mr. Jerry Minori. He passed away just recently from a sudden illness, and we were sorry to see him go. BASF contacted us pretty quickly and wanted to do something in memorial, and so we joined together with them for a three-year scholarship program.
Well, I know that some of the details, because this has just literally just been put together, some of the details have still yet to be worked out, but what do you envision this program to be like?
Well, it's our opportunity to help ignite those who are maybe not, pretty young in agriculture and get them into agriculture in college. And our hopes are to help support a grower or family member of a wheat grower around the country and their college efforts.
And the details will be forthcoming, and you're planning, though, to present the first scholarships next year?
Yes, we'd like to go ahead and accept applications through the rest of the calendar year. We'll have that available on our website, of course, and then hopefully the scholarship winner next year can attend here at the Commodity Classic.
Well, that'll be great, because I know it's been great with they've partnered also with the NCGA and with ASA for them for the last few years to get scholarships, so it's good to expand that into the wheat growers. Well, let's talk a little bit about Commodity Classic. This has been a record classic, and how has it been for your wheat growers?
Well, we've had a great meeting here in Nashville, and our folks are definitely enjoying getting to see the trade show and all the new technologies available for their farm. We've had very productive policy meetings for our organization, especially with the Farm Bill discussions that have been happening in Washington, D.C., and the discussions around regulations as well. We just came from a learning center session with EPA, a counselor to the EPA administrator, and so that was a great dialogue for farmers to have with that agency.
Really interesting. So would you say you have a record number of growers here this year?
Yeah, definitely. We haven't seen the final numbers yet, but yes, we do know that there's a record number of farmers that gathered here.
So you got to figure that there's a record number of wheat growers if there is. But now this is the fifth year that the wheat growers have been part of the Commodity Classic. How has it worked out for you to be in partnership with the other commodity organizations?
Well, it definitely has worked out for a lot of our state organizations who also have farmers who on their board who have other crops on their rotation. So from that perspective, it's worked out well. We also really enjoy the trade show opportunities to be here and see all of what the industry has to offer. And just having the opportunity to meet with the other commodity groups and rub elbows with our board members and farmer-to-farmer discussions is very helpful.
And it's good to see you all working together like that.
Yeah, it is. It is. In many cases, some of our leadership have led in other commodity groups. And so it's definitely a great opportunity for those leaders to get to know each other for the future generations, but also check in and with those leaders they've had contact with in the past.
Well, of course, we heard from your president this morning at the general session, and some of the topics of interest, the issues that are going to be of concern to wheat growers this year. What are some of them?
Definitely concerned about the Farm Bill reauthorization process. We've had a lot of discussion the last several days, and this morning included, about what that is going to entail. Our organization is fully supportive of getting that bill reauthorized this year. We're joining arm in arm with the other commodity groups here in that effort. We also talked a little bit about the future of agriculture, about getting new farmers involved as the age of our farmers continues to go up. All of us get a little older every year. We need the young blood to come in. And agriculture is enjoying some very good times right now. Rural America, by and large, has been protected from this economic downturn because of that fact. And we definitely want to keep that going, as we know that we'll need to grow out of this economic downturn. And grow our way out of the hole.
Well, at least when there's money to be made, at least that may encourage more people to get into the business, right?
Definitely. And I know, growing up on a farm myself and my brothers going back and starting an operation, there was a discussion we had about how much the farm can sustain, how many families can that farm sustain, but also, as a graduate of college, what are the best use of the resources and the tools and the education I've invested in? And in many cases, people who grew up on farms have chosen other careers because it has not been competitive for them to use their skills for a lower salary in agriculture. We've now got to the point where we're enjoying some good times, but there's big risk involved in that.
Right, that's true. Well, Dana, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I definitely appreciate the Ag Media joining us here. It's a great opportunity to have dialogue and get our messages out to farmers who aren't able to come to the Classic.
All right. Thank you very much. Dana Peterson with the National Association of Wheat Growers here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.